So the first and the foremost thing when we are managing eczemas or urticarias is the avoidance of the triggering factor or the allergens. So once you take a complete history, do the examination and confirm the diagnosis, after inquiring from the patient, you reach to a particular type of allergen or the triggering factor which lead to the development of the urticaria. So as long as the patient is avoiding the trigger, there will be no need of the treatment because there will be no eruption of those pills. So the general management is basically educating the patient about the identifying the triggers and avoiding them. Then talking about the treatment, the first line treatment is always antihistamine, which are very, very effective. So generally we divide the antihistamine into two broad classes. That is the first generation, that is the sedating type of the antihistamine, and the second generation, which is the non-sedating type of antihistamine. So generally we know that the fact that prevents us from prescribing the first generation antihistamine is the sedative effect produced by them, and also the paradoxical excitation in the children, and the anticholinergic side effects. So that is why it is generally preferable to prescribe the second generation, because they are non-sedative type. But if the patient is not improving to one type of the non-sedating antihistamine, we can switch to another type of the non-sedating antihistamine, or we can combine the two generations by prescribing the non-sedating type in the morning and sedating type of the antihistamine in at night time, especially when there is a sleep there is a complaint of sleep disturbance. The dosages of some of the important or very commonly prescribed antihistamine include cetirizine 10 mg per day, fexofenadine 180 mg per day, then we have loratadine 10 mg daily, or desloratadine 5 mg daily. So these are a few of the very commonly prescribed antihistamine which are given in the daily OPDs.